For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle reporting from British Columbia with this week's corrupt cop stories for the Drug Truth Network. This week we're going to Oklahoma City, where Oklahoma State Attorney General Drew Edmondson announced the indictments of a former assistant district attorney on charges of drug possession and tampering with evidence, and of her office manager for attempted subornation of perjury for trying to help her beat the rap. Janet Bickle, age 49, a former Cherokee and Muskogee County prosecutor, is alleged to have grabbed a baggie of methamphetamine during a drug raid in Tahlequah in February 2005, then attempting to replace it with another baggie of speed she purchased to cover her tracks when investigators contacted her about the missing evidence. Artest Keeter, age 74, administrator at the prosecutor's office, is charged with perjury. Bickle is accused of taking evidence from a crime scene, Edmondson said. Fearing she would be caught, she then allegedly obtained more meth and tried to pass it off as the original. She also, quote, purchased methamphetamine on numerous occasions and at various locations, including at the Muskogee and Cherokee County courthouses when she was working as an assistant DA in those counties. Keeter allegedly developed a static electricity theory to help Bickle explain how she went home with the meth found during the search warrant. Keeter believed that the grand jury could be convinced that static electricity caused the meth to jump in and stick to the inside of her purse. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
The following is a Drug Truth Network editorial. They smuggle these commodities over the U.S.-Mexican border on a daily basis, sometimes in large loads in the back of 18-wheelers, but mostly through mom-and-pop smugglers of small loads in car trunks, hidden compartments, and recreational vehicles. These commodities are associated with a terrible wave of violence that stays mostly on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande, but which also spills onto America's shores when heavily armed Mexican military or police escort drug shipments into Texas, New Mexico, and California. Too often, these commodities wind up in the hands of children. It fuels the deadly cartel's mad frenzy for power. These commodities, as reported by the Houston Chronicle, are taking a, quote, deadly toll, end quote. The prohibition of drugs is the most ignorant, superstitious, idiotic mechanism of supposed control ever put in place by mankind. The commodities I'm talking about are guns, weapons, manufactured and sold in the United States and smuggled into Mexico to ensure the drug war remains the solid success it has become for the weapons makers, the cartels, the bankers, the oil companies, the pharmaceutical houses, the alcohol and tobacco companies, the cops, the district attorneys, the judges, the politicians, and all the eternal war profiteers. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.